Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. In the journey of faith, at times we find ourselves faced with moments of disappointment, confusion, and longing. We fervently pray, seeking God's intervention and guidance, only to receive what appears to be a resounding no in response. It is during these times that our faith is tested, and we may question the goodness and wisdom of our Heavenly Father. In this devotional, we shall explore the Word of God to understand the profound truth that lies within the moments when God says no, and we shall gain insight into how these apparent denials are not manifestations of abandonment, but rather invitations to experience His boundless grace and witness His power at work in our lives. Open your heart to receive from God, and may the eyes of your understanding be enlightened today in Jesus' name. Again, the topic is When God Says No, and our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Today, we will be exploring a profound truth that lies within the words of Scripture. This revolves around the often challenging and perplexing moments when God answers our heartfelt prayers with a no. Max Lucado, in his book, You'll Get Through This, recounted the story of a young woman named Megan who had fervently prayed for her father's healing from a life-threatening illness. With an unwavering faith, she pleaded with God day and night, trusting in His power to perform a miraculous healing. However, despite her earnest prayers and unwavering faith, her father eventually passed away. In the midst of her grief and confusion, Megan experienced a revelation that would forever change her perspective. She realized that even when God says no, His grace remains sufficient, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. Throughout the Bible, we find countless examples of individuals who faced disappointment and heard the resounding no from God. Consider the story of the Apostle Paul, who, like Megan, pleaded for deliverance from a thorn in his flesh. Three times he implored the Lord. But each time, God's answer remained the same. My grace is sufficient for you. God, in His infinite wisdom, understood that Paul's weakness would become a canvas for His power to shine brightly. Now, my dear friends, let us take a moment to reflect on our own lives. What are you going through today? Is there a prayer that seems to be met with a deafening silence? Are you grappling with the disappointment of God's apparent denial? I don't know what you may be facing, but I want to remind you that even in the midst of God's no, there is purpose, there is meaning, and there is a divine plan unfolding. Do you trust in His sovereignty, even when circumstances seem dire? Have you considered that God's no might be an invitation to lean into His grace and find strength in your weakness? It is during these challenging times that our faith is tested, refined, and strengthened. It is through the crucible of disappointment that we have the opportunity to witness the miraculous workings of our Heavenly Father. Embracing the truth of God's sovereign no requires a shift in perspective and a willingness to surrender our own desires to His perfect will. Here are three practical steps we can take to navigate these seasons of divine denial. 1. Seek His guidance. In moments of disappointment, draw near to God through prayer, seeking His guidance and wisdom. Humbly submit your desires to Him and ask for clarity on His will for your life. Remember, His thoughts are higher than ours, and His plans are ultimately for our good. 2. Embrace His grace. As we acknowledge our weaknesses, we open ourselves up to experiencing the fullness of God's grace. Rather than viewing His no as a punishment or rejection, see it as an opportunity to rely on His strength and find solace in His sufficient grace. Trust that He knows what is best for you, even when it doesn't align with your immediate desires. 3. Walk in faith. Even when faced with disappointment, choose to walk in faith and obedience. Trust that God's no is not a closed door but a redirection toward something greater and more magnificent than we can imagine. Surrender your plans and dreams to Him, and let His perfect will guide your steps. Have faith that He is working all things together for your ultimate good and His glory. In times of divine denial, let us draw strength from the Scriptures. The Word of God is filled with promises and reminders of His faithfulness, even in the face of disappointment. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." This reminds us that as human beings, we often make plans and chart our own course in life. We have goals, dreams, and desires, and we strive to achieve them. However, the truth ultimately is, it is the Lord who establishes our steps. He is sovereign over our lives and can decide to say no when we want a yes, and yes when we want a no. Even when we face disappointment and God says no to our plans, it is because He has a greater and wiser purpose in mind. Our plans may be limited and subject to our limited understanding, but God's plans are far greater and beyond our comprehension. We may have a specific path in mind, but God, in His infinite wisdom, directs our steps according to His perfect will. Also Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." This verse also teaches us to surrender our plans and trust in God's guidance and sovereignty. It encourages us to acknowledge that His thoughts and ways are beyond our comprehension, but they are always for our ultimate benefit. Even when His answers differ from our desires, we can find comfort in knowing that His plans are higher and more perfect than ours. As you go today, take a moment to reflect about your own life. Are there times you have prayed for something, but the result came out as no against your request? Or are you currently praying, and the answer to your prayers seems delayed? Remember, God's no is never a rejection but a redirection. When God says no, He is inviting us to trust Him, to relinquish our own understanding, and to lean on His infinite wisdom. Begin to approach your unanswered prayers with a renewed perspective. Surrender your desires to Him and embrace His perfect will. In doing so, you are opening yourself to the transformative work of His grace and the revelation of His power in your weaknesses. In conclusion, when God says no, it is not a declaration of abandonment or indifference. Rather, it is an invitation to trust in His sovereignty, lean into His grace, and witness the unfolding of His perfect plan. May we find comfort and strength in His promises, knowing that His power is made perfect in our weakness in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You with humble hearts, acknowledging Your sovereignty and wisdom. Thank You for the times when You say, yes, to our prayers, but also for the times when You say no. Help us to trust in Your plans, even when they do not align with our own. Today, grant us the grace to surrender our desires to You and find strength in Your all-sufficient grace. May Your power be made perfect in our weakness, and may Your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and chapter 29. And for the evening, John chapter 11 verse 47 to 57. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.